time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And it is 13 to 11, plenty happening in the Greyhound world. Mick Cowley joining me now. How are you, Mick?
I'm very well, Cozzy. Yourself?
Yeah, fantastic. Now you've got the Lismore Cup Eats coming up.
Mate, we do indeed. We've got the Lismore Cup tonight. We've got the Goulburn Cup Heats today. It's anyone who thought that things would calm down after the Tab Million Dollar Chase is kidding themselves. I know I certainly did, but I was mistaken. No, there's plenty happening, and they're fantastic fields too for both events.
All right, I think you've got a guest going to join us very shortly as well. We've had some wonderful greyhound racing, haven't we, in the last, the Million Dollar Chase and so forth the last week.
Mate, we have, Cozzy. It's really been fantastic. Yeah, the wrap up of last week. We're still going through figures. Yeah, I can tell you already that the Tab figures in particular were exceeded expectations. They were really through the roof, and everyone's very happy with those. Crowd figures, as we said, 6380 to a Wentworth Park meeting. That sort of a number hasn't been seen for a long time as well. And the racing was fantastic as well. Yeah, there were some great results on Million Dollar Chase night, right throughout the whole series though. You know, there was, I think, 60 races, 31 race meetings, 15 different venues. It was a real carnival that stretched, but it didn't stretch too long. I don't think anyone got sick of it or bored with it, but finally, it culminated last Friday night in a magnificent night. But as I said, there's still plenty more to come with all these country cups coming up.
All right, just waiting on Robert Cook to join us. Apparently now Goulburn today, they got their cup heats too.
Mate, they do indeed, and there'll be a lot of interest in those cup heats. Obviously, for one reason, it's the Million Dollar Chase Grand Final winner, Good Odds Harada, is going down. After Friday night and the jubilation when he'd finished hugging the family and high-fiving everyone who walked past him, had a chat with Frank Hurst, the trainer, and I asked him specifically about Goulburn because he had nominated for the heats. And I said, you know, will you still be going? Kind of half expecting that, look, you've just won a million-dollar race, you'd kind of have a breather. But no, Frank said, look, I made a commitment to the club. He's going, regardless of whether he'd finished first, second or last in the million-dollar chase. He was going down to Goulburn. Frank's, like a lot of people in the industry, is one of those who does support all our tracks, all our country races. He obviously qualified for the million-dollar chase through the Bathurst leg. So Frank was determined to take the dog and his brother Good Odds Buddy to Goulburn today, and they'll be both racing in heats of the Goulburn Cup. And the final of that event will be held next Sunday. So it's a good way to spend a Sunday, just head down the highway or up the highway, depending on where you're listening, and have a day out at Goulburn Greyhounds. I did it myself a few weeks ago. It's a wonderful day, and it'll be a cracking final. I'm sure there'll be some very good dogs that'll get through out of the heats today, Cozzy.
All right, terrific. Now, I think Robert Cook might be there to join you.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thanks, mate. Lismore Cup heats tonight. We're just talking about Goulburn keeps heats drawing fantastic fields, but Lismore have really attracted some good dogs, and not surprising when there's $40,000 prize money on offer. The one you've got in it is Smooth Act, and we came to know Smooth Act a little bit closer during the Lismore series of the Million Dollar Chase, and then of course he had a run in the semi-final. Anyone who gets a chance, they should go back and have a look at that run in the semi-final, because it must have been heartbreaking for you, but gee, it was a good thing beaten.
Yeah, it was a bit, but that's racing. Not a lot you can do about it, but yeah, no. One thing I'll give him.
He certainly is. He kind of got knocked sideways on the turn in that semi-final, but still balanced up again and ran on to run third behind Pindari Express. It was a fantastic run. He obviously has taken no harm from that though, Rob.
No. He's got plenty of it, and he's pretty honest sort of a dog.
Mate, I guess the big thing with him is that he's going to be storming home, as we do know, but it's just whether he gets through traffic. And I guess in the you've drawn the strongest heat today, but I guess the one good thing is that there's only six runners now after some scratchings.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad because there's a fair bit of speed in it, and hopefully he'll just get behind him and get a run through.
I guess your obvious dangers would be the two brothers, actually, Painted Pitcher and Fernando Blaster. They look to be the ones that will be out the front making the pace.
Yeah, both of them have got real good early speed, and I reckon they'll be vying for the front between them. I wouldn't like to say which one's going to be in front. Yeah.
Now he's got great form at Lismore. I think he's had five runs for four wins and a couple over this distance. That was during that $1 million chase for a couple of wins as well. He certainly likes the joint.
Yeah. It was pretty well broken in there. That was the first track he started on. And he had a fair bit of experience there.
Mate, you do duck up to Queensland, race at Albion Parks and Capalabars and these sorts of places. I guess you're well placed there, Northern Rivers and Woodview, to duck to all those tracks, the Lismore Casinos, the Graftons, and then cross the border to those Queensland races as well.
Well, Queensland's quite handy for us, really. The prize money's real good up there now, and the tracks are good. The races are there. You got to go.
Rob, this the Lismore Cup, is this a race that you kind of penciled in on the calendar for him a while back?
Oh, well, it's always there, but I just take it sort of week by week because you don't know whether they're going to be right or not. If they're right, you go in them. If they're not, well, you can't. That's how I look at it.
The 29.69 that he ran in the final of that the regional final of the $1 million chase, is that the sort of time you reckon you'll need to get through these heats and into the final next week?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely going to have to run that sort of time, I think. I'm pretty sure Fernando Blaster is going to be running around that. You're going to have to. He's been trialling real well. He's just come back from injury. I know that he's going real well.
Mate, the Lismore Cup. Yeah, as I said, you're in the Northern Rivers. Has this been a race you've had a crack at before with any other dogs?
Yeah, I've had a few cracks. Just had no joy.
how close have you got?
Well, I think I've run a fourth and I've run a third in the final.
Mate, you obviously know what it takes to win one of those races. The sort of dog you do need is obviously luck plays a part in big races. Is he the sort of dog that could potentially end your run of outs in a Lismore Cup, given a bit of luck?
Yeah, half an ounce of luck. Well, he's got plenty of ability. It's just he's a dog that's just got to have that little bit of luck and things go his way.
Mate, well, hopefully that's the case tonight, Rob. Hopefully you get a bit of that luck and things do go his way. It'll be a fantastic, that heat in particular will be a fantastic one, and the four heats tonight will be good. And then hopefully good luck next Tuesday night in the final.
Yes, well, I'm hoping that, Michael. Yeah. Take it as it comes and that's all you can do.
Mate, absolutely right, absolutely. Well, Rob, thanks for joining us this morning and have a bit of a chat. And as I said, good luck this evening with Smooth Act in the heat.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
All good. Cozzy, there he was, Rob Cook. He's only got the one dog in tonight, and he's hoping that it will have a bit of luck. And if it does have a bit of luck, it'll be storming home.
What about the other heats tonight, Mick?
Mate, this, as I said, there's some very good fields at Lismore tonight. There is four heats. The first heat, you've got a local dog called He's a Rocker. It's got the picket fence next to its name, and it goes very well. But this will be its first step up into this sort of class. It will face a couple of Queenslanders who've come across the border. There's Pitch Black Jet and Quarus Fleck. They both raced fairly well during the $1 million chase series up that way. In the second heat's not a bad field, actually. You've got Tony Brett bringing down a handy dog called Charming Chaos, but you've also got Bucks Future, who, again, raced in the semi-finals of the $1 million chase, had a run around Wentworth Park last Friday night on $1 million chase night, finished fifth from memory. It's drawn in the field, having its first run up there. Drawn wide, unfortunately, would be a lot better if it was drawn in close. And then the third heat, there's a very good dog of Tony Bressie's bringing down called Bad Benny. It's got some good form around Ipswich. It looks very hard to beat. In fact, it is the best bet on the program.
All right, terrific. Now, what about that good dog Lochinvar Chase?
Yes, there's been a bit of talk about this dog. There was a bit of talk early on that perhaps, you know, he could be a million-dollar chase candidate to run around in the series, but they've taken their time with him. Robert Smith trains him. They've taken their time with him. He's now had six starts for six wins. He had his first run last Thursday at the Gardens over 500 metres. It's the first time he's run. He's been going over the shorter trips at places like Richmond, the Gardens. He decided to step him up to the 500 and won by 10 and a quarter lengths, running 29.52, which was the best of the day. And best of the day is no real surprise for Lochinvar Chase. As I said, he's had six starts for six wins, and all six have been the best of the day. So, yeah, we'll be looking with interest to see where Robert decides to take him next, but he's certainly a very, very handy pup.
All right, now we need a bit of money today, Mick. We're going to put the crunch on you here for a few good things.
Mate, I'll do my best. We've got, as you do know, Cozzy, we've got all these form analysts who do trawl through all the form, all the meetings, and they've come up with a best bet for each of the three meetings in New South Wales today. As I mentioned earlier, Lismore, the best bet on the card is that bad Benny, Tony Brett's dog in race seven. It's an absolute flying machine. It's been in fantastic form, winning its last five in a row, and anything that comes out of the Tony Brett kennel, you've obviously got to watch. It's going to be well schooled. So that's the best bet at Lismore tonight. That's race seven, number seven, Bad Benny. At Goulburn, whilst Good Odds Ferrata will be very hard to beat, Good Odds Buddy will also be very hard to beat. The best bet is actually early in the program in race two. It's a dog called Euro Bro, number five. It's been knocking on the door of late with some handy placings at Cowra, and looking at the field, it does look to have the edge on the rest of its rivals, so it should go pretty close. And then a goss for tonight, our other meeting in New South Wales, we go to race seven, number two, a dog called Tough Tears. Very nicely drawn, should be right behind the lead early, and it's got a great finish. It should be too strong for him in the run home. So there are our three bets, Cozzy. Lismore race seven, number seven, Goulburn race two, number five, and Gosford race seven, number two.
Good on you, Mick. Have a top day, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Cozzy. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Cowley there from Ground Racing New South Wales. And... Going Greyhounds. It is 11 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio.